Let's go to the rural news now. Ngā kōrero tai whenua at 24 minutes past six. Sally Murphy's in with us. And kia ora, Sally.
Kia ora, good morning.
It's, what, over a month since the tornado swept through those veggie crops up in Levin, and bad weather still causing issues for a major grower there.
Yeah, that's right. A hail and windstorm ripped through some of Woodhaven Gardens' 2,500 hectares of crops on May 20th, leaving some greens looking like they'd been taken to with a machine gun. Company owner Jay Clark says it's been hard work recovering since due to ongoing wet weather.
The tornado was sort of a glimpse in the middle of it where we had all that hail, but we had further hail and extended periods of rain for about 3 weeks, a little bit over. So, and that's done a lot of damage around the place. So, you know, when you've got crops sitting there with that amount of water on it for that period of time, it doesn't make for good vegetable growing. So we're seeing some of the results of that now with sort of product being pretty short across the board. And from what I understand, the guys and girls in Pukekohe got knocked around a bit as well. Most of the Lower North Island growers got knocked around. And I think they've even had a few issues over in Gisborne as well. So I think product's pretty short right around the country.
Mr. Clark says this year's weather has been much wetter than the last few years.
But winter growing is challenging at the best of times. But what we are seeing is winters that are warmer and wetter, and far more challenging to grow vegetables in those conditions than it's, say, being cooler and drier. So we are seeing that. I think that pattern is sort of happening across the board. So we're staying a little bit warmer, and the weather systems are then a little bit more severe and a lot more moisture coming with them.
Jay Clark says there's not a lot his company can do to protect crops against weather events, as moving the growing indoors wouldn't be economically viable. But he says one silver lining is that the shortage of vegetables means growers are getting stable prices.
And now the venison market rebounding in small steps.
Yeah, but an industry advocate says it's still tough going for farmers. After being hard hit by the shutdown of the food service sector during the pandemic, AgriHQ's latest market report shows venison exports are improving. Senior analyst Mel Crode says things are slowly turning a corner.
Markets are widely reported to be strong, but there's the usual hiccups that we've seen with other protein markets that are just facing those logistical challenges. The concern is those logistical challenges could end up weighing on the spring chilled market, particularly if we see delays, which could just shrink product shelf life upon arrival, particularly into Europe. Average export values in May were at $12.64 a kilo. Now that's up from $11.06 last year, which is really positive. The largest markets were the EU that took 39% of our venison, the US 37% and China 20%.
And the chair of the Deer Farmers Association, Justin Stevens, says it's a welcome boost.
There's a lot of positive things out there, and with everyone just, with the pandemics flying around the world, different things happening, people are just looking for the healthier options and saying, well, you know, what can I do to get a bit healthier? And velvet and venison both tick those boxes. So venison's high in protein and iron. You know, it's the leanest red meat you can buy. You know, it's tasty, it's everything.
But Justin Stevens says profit margins are still slim for deer farmers, and some are supplementing their income by farming sheep or beef on the side. And that's the rural news.